as I walked through the door, I felt His presence, and I knew this was a place where love abounds. For this is God's temple, Jehovah God. Holy ground, we are standing on holy ground, and I know that in His presence, I know there is joy beyond measure. At His feet, see peace of mind can still be found. Oh. So if we have a need, I know that He is the answer. So reach out and claim it, for we are standing on holy
for the word this morning. Are you excited for the word this morning? With much excitement, let's rise up to our feet and welcome our Papa, Pastor Chris Ross.
Hallelujah. Can you hear me?
Praise God. Let us pray. Father, we thank You for the great day that we are alive. Beautiful Sunday morning. We pray that this morning our focus and our hearts will be directed to You. to your son Jesus Christ. Come Holy Spirit, speak to us in a special way. Change our lives from glory to glory. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. You may all be seated on top of your enemies. Hallelujah. Are you happy to be in church this morning? Amen. If it's hot, we can open up a little bit more. But I'm sure it's okay. Amen. Well, this morning we have got quite a number of things to do. We are dedicating babies. And we are presenting new members. Wow, that's wonderful. It's always good to be a member of something. Amen. Then, before I do that, I want to explain something to you. And this morning, I went to the other churches also, before I came here, to explain this very important matter. You always see here at the back a picture of the building that we have a vision to build. Amen. And if you go to our lounge there, you will see the bigger pictures and more dimensions of the building. Now, we've done a few things here because we are busy with the paperwork and the planning, which takes time. Engineers, architects, soil engineers. You know, you can't just build. People can make big holes to see, check the soil, you know. So we had to do all that and pay lots of money for these things. People don't always know when they see a tall building that there's a lot of stuff that's under the ground that they don't see, but that is paid for. Are you with me? If you see a tall building, you must always know there's a deep foundation. I just gave you a very great spiritual key, but maybe you were sleeping. So if you see a tall man of God in the spirit, tall. Tall is in the spirit, not tall like, you understand? So he's a huge man of God. Then you must always know there's a deep foundation. It's not just, he's just not coming to entertain you with preaching. It's a deep fantasy. Do you understand, my sister? Very important. So, in what we're doing here, part of building is not just laying bricks and digging. There's many things that is involved in the building. One of the important things is raising of funds to do the building. Say amen. Amen. And it means you understand. All right? There must be funds. So, we're trusting God to also send some help. We don't know from where, but God is our help. Amen? Amen. We always lift our eyes to the hills from whence cometh our help. And the Lord promised He'll send some uncommon investors to help us finish this building. And maybe you one of those uncommon investors. Tell your neighbor, I think he's talking about you. You see, you never know where you can get money from. You never know. You might have an uncle you didn't know about or a grandpa, and he died and he left in the will for you 70,000 million rand. Yay! I'm saying numbers like Jacob Zuma. Wouldn't it be nice to hear that somebody passed away and they left money for you? I mean, who would be happy to hear such a wonderful news? Come on, be serious now. I mean, I'll be happy. It will be one of the few deaths I'll be happy for. We normally sad at the death, but that death, I think, die na. Naida kaje masterva, kaje machan. I said, va? We are cruel, I'm telling you. So don't ever think you won't have money, amen? And then you must already know what you're going to do with the money. Many people, when they win the lotto, they don't know how to handle the money, then they become poor. With lots of money. All right. So, one of the aspects of building is raising funds. And I pray to the Lord. I'm always praying. Say, Lord, you have given me this great, we have given us this great land. We have made ourselves comfortable in a certain way. We have flush toilets. We have a little office there. We have a prayer garden. We have a tent. But it's the big building that we are now busy moving towards. Amen. That building will have many different walls. You can do different things. You can have your 21st baby dedication, 60th birthday, your funeral, your wedding, your anniversary, your second wedding, your third wedding. You never know how life can turn out, isn't it? It's going to all happen here. Wonderful. And then I said, Lord, how can I raise funds? And then one thing the Lord said to me through a book I was reading. The book is called The Law of Recognition. The author says that everything you need is already with you. It's only you fail to recognize it. Do you see? When Moses said, Lord, how can I lead these people out of Israel? Then, daar is geld wat hier komt, daar is geld. Daar phone call is geld. Anyway, don't worry. Don't worry. It happens to all of us. Okay. Jesus, pas op dat die Here jou nie bel nie. Say, I have an appointment with you tonight. Tonight, tonight. You must come tonight. Hey! Say, Here, my kasir reg nie. Ek is hier reg, hier ek nog 'n paar dinge wat ek moet regmaak. Anyway, what was I saying? The law of recognition. God said to Moses, he said, Lord, how can I lead the people out? And the Lord said, what is in your hand? You see? And he said, the only thing I have is a rod. I have a rod, the rod of Moses. But it was from that rod that God did all the miracles. Hallelujah. The rod became a snake when he threw it down. When he touched the water turned to blood. When he touched the sea split in two. Hey, what do you have in your hand? You see, we fail to recognize and we're looking for solutions outside, but God has already given it to you. Hallelujah. And then the Lord said to me, instead of waiting for uncommon investors, I'll give you some godly ideas. Say ideas. One idea can make you very rich. Do you know that? Just one idea. Can make you very rich. So always pray for ideas. You see, wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Pray for such things. It's spiritual things. It's not small. One idea can set you off for life. Hallelujah. So I said, Lord, how? And the Lord said, you can raise funds in many ways. One of the ways is what I'm sharing with you today. It's what I term a sacrificial banquet. Now you say, what is a sacrificial banquet? Thank you for asking. I will explain it to you. Every end of the year, some years ago, God gave me an idea. The Lord said, the people you are serving, they suffer from inferiority complexes. And some of them have never achieved certain things in life. So part of my preaching and teaching is also to lift you up. Amen? To make you feel self-confident. To make you know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And the people might always push you around, but you are a king's child. You are royalty. People can't just treat you anyhow. You are a king's child. And yeah, you must put your shoulders back and lift up. Chest out, stomachs in. Amen? Not that you're proud. But you know how to speak. You know how to behave because you have been trained by Pastor Chris for 3 years. It takes 3 years to train you so that you can understand how we do things in this church. Hallelujah. They told Daniel, after they chose Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they said, get us healthy men. Number one, healthy. Do you qualify if we must choose you? Are you healthy? No tablets, no high blood, no low blood, no sugar, diabetes, no, nix. They were looking for, the Babylonians took over Israel and the king said, give me some of the best men, some of the intelligent young men. Number one, they must be healthy. Then they must be young. Then they must have knowledge in all forms of literature and astronomy and geography and philosophy and trigonometry. Hey! Daar zei ook uit. Hij zei uit. Amen. Het is uit. Het is uit. Somebody said I didn't do mathematics at school. I did sums. Ik heb niet wiskunde gedoen, niet sommen. What is mathematics in Kosa? Isba? Isibalo. Now what is sums? Is it different to Isibalo? Sums, you know sums? 1 + 1 = 2. Anyway. I need to learn Kosa. Is it the most common spoken language here? I will learn a few words, okay? I learned one word. Serious. Is that the word? What was I saying? Not serious. Yeah. The three men. Okay, the three men. So after they chose them, they had knowledge in all literature. Are you listening to me? They were slim men. They were clever men. Said they are healthy. They are young and they look good and they are clever. Choose them to help work in the king's palace. Are you with me? But then they said this thing. Listen, listen carefully. Train them for 3 years. Say 3 years.
3 years.
You see? Because they might be clever in everything they do there. But when they come here, we need to train them how we do things here. And how long is the training? They can come here with the understanding of many things, but in the church of BMI, there's a way we do things here. Wow. Yeah, another good word for it, it's called the spirit of the house. The spirit of the house. Or the philosophy of the house. Or what? The culture of the house. Are you understanding? If you don't understand, just look like you understand. It's also important. The spirit of the house, the philosophy of the house. There's a way we do things here. Amen. And we are not confused. Hello? This pastor is not a confused man at all. You know, I'm writing a book on order. One of the antonyms here. Antonyms is the opposite meaning. It of order is confusion. No. I'm not confused. God is not the author of confusion, but of order. Hallelujah. So the Lord said to me, this banquet that I started, I don't know. This church is 16 years old. So I think it was about 15 years ago. I thought, let's take the people to some nice areas from Delft, Extension 13. So I took them to Kemps Bay, and I took them to the city, the Cape Sun. Have you heard about the Cape Sun? It's like a top hotel, you understand? So I said, Mama, dress nice now. We're going to the Cape Sun. Leave your swirl coats behind. You know what is a swirl coat? It's a stocking they put around their heads. Not you, the colored people, they like that thing. I said, Va, my brain man, sir. Oh, so van die ding, ja. So die ding aan het, so die makai, jong. Gee, hy ding gee jou krag, jong. So I said, Mama, I'll have sit, maak mooi die, we make the hair nice and we put the braids in and we go. Dress nice. Because many of the mamas, they never made matric. Do you understand? Because the days were hard that time. So now Pastor Chris gave them a chance to look nice. They bought high heels. They borrowed dresses and we went. So it became a big thing over the years. You understand? If you're close to me, you'll go places. Yeah. Yeah. If you let go. People have flown in an airplane for the first time because they are with me. Yeah. You see, the devil will always try to take you away from the person that can really help you. But you must learn to understand the ways of Satan. He will destroy your life quickly if you don't have the sense to stay close to those whom God has sent to your path. So every year this thing has just grown. And the banquet became so big. So last, well, what we do there, we also give awards. It's an award ceremony where we say, if you are the best ministry, for symphony. Say symphony decides, the pastors meet, they say, the best ministry for this was the dancers, okay? So at that award, we call up the best minister and the dancers get like a trophy. Isn't it nice? It's like almost the Academy Awards. Wow. And people dress glamorous. Woo! The ladies walk on shoes. I've never seen them before. It's just... And every year it grew bigger and bigger. So other people also came to visit. But I realized that it cost us a lot of money. But the money is coming from the people. For like last year, the ticket to go to the banquet was 300 rand. Are you listening? And you get like 3-course meal. You come in, then you get your cheese and grape juice. It's cheese and wine, but we don't serve wine because our people get drunk too quick. So we put cheese and grape juice, and all these. You're very, very smart, I'm telling you. It's top class. And you mustn't be shy there. We teach you to just be smart. And then afterwards we go in, and then we have our starter, and then music. It's very beautiful. Then best dress awards and best dress male and female. Oh, it's nice. But this year the Lord said to me, change that idea. You can do it again later. I know some of you now got excited to go there, but you can do it again next year or the year after. Amen. But instead of giving, you see, from the 300 rand, we give the money to the caterer to buy, to make your food. So almost 30,000 rand goes to the caterer, sometimes more. Yeah, then we hire the venue. Then the ladies, they make their hair nice for that event, so that's another 300 rand. I asked the lady in the other church, I just came from now, do you make your hair nice? Do you do your hair? She says, I only put extensions. You know what's extensions? It's unlass. I put extensions. So I said, how much they charge you? She says, 300 rand. I said, really? I said, okay, so this is what God said to me. He said, let the people all make a sacrifice. Say sacrifice. Every year you took them to these nice places and this, but this year, make a sacrifice, because nothing in life comes easy if you don't make a sacrifice. Do you believe me? And the Lord said to me, one of the first keys, I've learned this, one of the first keys in wealth and in having money is not to go work for money. Do you know what is the great key to making a lot of money? Is to cut waste. Wealthy people and the rich people, one of their main principles is they don't waste. Okay, I explain it to you so you understand it better. For example, if you have a house, right? And then you teach your children, whenever you come out of the room, switch off the light. Then I've already saved you now 50 cent electricity. Clap for me. So the rooms that there's nobody in, the lights must be off. That's a rule in my house. Right. So that's why I don't waste money. You pay more for electricity than me. Even if I might have more money than you. Because I have it, because I don't. And I say, water is expensive, right? I'm not talking about you. Some people in the outside, they connect water in a different way. Anyway. But if you pay for water, you'll see it's expensive. So we say, right, if you brush your teeth, don't let the tap run all the time. Just wet the toothbrush. Brush. 2 minutes you must brush, remember? Brush. You check your watch. No. Check your... Then after 2 minutes, then you... A little bit more, rinse. Close. I saved you another 50 cent. Clap for me. Many things you do, you are wasting. You don't know it. I'm talking about poor people. Poor people can waste. And so the Lord said, cut the waste. Now, it's not wrong to go for a nice dinner. Sometimes you must take your girlfriend or wife for a nice coffee. Amen? Some men are cheap. They never take their ladies out. But you can take your lady out for a nice coffee. One day I took a lot of brothers and sisters out for a coffee. And the brother, when he got to the place, he said, cheap brother. He asked, how much is the coffee? So they said, it's 23 rand a cappuccino. You know, he said, 23 rand? Can a plucky root coffee go koop it van hy gee? I could have bought a root coffee from the 23 rand. He said, brother, this cheap, man. Anyway, so... So the Lord said, cut the way. So this is my idea, but it's God's idea. He said, they pay 300 rand to come to the banquet. We're going to make a sacrifice. Amen. Do you know that a sacrifice can make you great? It's like a school child that says, mommy, I don't want to go to school. I don't like school. The mommy says, no, go sacrifice these few years. After a while, your friends who don't go to school, they'll be standing on the corner selling tomatoes and potatoes, and you drive with your GTI to work because you made a sacrifice. Yeah. Look like me, I went to university for many years, but when I was at university, I met my wife. She was my girlfriend then. And I always felt bad because she had to buy me, like when we go out for a burger, she must pay for it. And because I'm a real man, I don't like when women pay for me. You understand? Because I'm a real man. Yeah, my other name is Clint Eastwood. Yeah. And I always feel bad, but you know what? I didn't say I'm going to leave the studies and go work for ShopRite and pack. I can pack stuff for ShopRite and I can must get money for a burger. No, but I sacrifice. I take the pain, the pressure. Now today, I buy us double cheeseburgers. And when she takes out the card, I say, baby, you don't have to pay. Moi will pay. Moi. Because I paid a price, you see. It was a few years of no money. Few years, but I made a sacrifice. Are you learning? So we're going to do a sacrifice to get the money to start the building. We've already raised money, but we must raise more. Amen. So the Lord said, this is the idea. Everyone that would have come to the banquet will still come. But we are not going to Durbanville. We are not going to Cape Town. We are not going to Camps Bay for this year. This year we make a sacrifice. We come here to the site. Wow. To Diaf, the banquet in Diaf. It's a sacrifice. Then, normally the 300 rand you give, we spend it on the caterer to buy food for you. The Lord said, no. Let them give the 300 rand as a sacrifice to the building. Then they must still bring their own meat in a little Tupperware. We will buy it for them here on the site. Wow. Which means the 300 rands are not used to buy food. It goes to the building for cement and for concrete and for steel. Ah. Then the people don't have to go buy dresses at Foschini and Miladies and Pep stores. No. They can come just like that with a jean. No spending of money on stuff. Are you with me? Even this hair. No. We make a sacrifice. Whatever money you have spent on the hair, that day you're going to bring it and give it so we can start to get this building up. Do you think it's a good idea? The music will be still here. The prizes will still be given. The tables will be set out. We have our own tables, this church. We are organized. My wife makes all these things work. Some will be out in the garden. The youngsters that like the cool air. The old mamas with asthma, they will keep them inside the tent. Wow. We make a plan for everybody. So you will come, and I need 200 people. You see, then I already have 60,000, and then the others will come from those who say, do you do your hair when you go? You pastor? And how much you pay for your hair?
Between 300 and 500.
That's for that night of the banquet?
Yes, pastor.
To look nice?
Yes, pastor.
Can you see now? So if she gives that 500 rand, sacrifice. Let somebody just wash your hair, somebody that you know. Your hair don't have to be dirty. You can still wash. Make it frizzy, make it curly. Say, so my style very on. I know these ladies. I know things. Ladies, you don't want to wash there. They just make it frizzy and say it's my style. It's not. It's dirty, so you say it's your style. I know things. We're going to have men to braai here, special braai people. So you bring your Tupperware and we'll give you, this guest one here. He was supposed to come. We're going to have a Zibi Blik, so you're right on there. Medium rare, so the guy who braais knows you don't want your stuff like this. Wow. There'll be round tables, you sit 10 at the table. You can dress nice, you can bring your partner. But everything that then is going for this thing. Do you understand? The 14th of December. Is it a good idea? Yeah. You can even start paying every week 50 rand and then you don't have to pay so much on the 14th. We're going to make a sacrifice and we're going to have our banquet here. They will still give the prizes. It will be like normal, but we are not going to give any money to outside people this time. We're going to finish our work. We're going to finish the work of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who thinks it's a good idea? And who wants to come? Now, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to give you this envelope. Then this ladies will write down your name just so that we remind you and then tell you in what groups you're going to be that night. It's compulsory for the leaders, but other people are free to come. The more, the merrier. You can even be, we can be 300, 400. You can invite your family, friends. Say, there's a pastor raising funds for a big church in Delft. Please come and support us. 300 rand. Come fetch an envelope from me. You'll be part of this thing. Thank you. You'll be part of this thing. You'll be part of this thing. Our time is fast spent. Let me just say something for a few minutes. It's like my preaching. Okay, then we will present the new members. Are you ready? It's very important to be a member of a church. Anybody listening to me now that's not yet a member, please pay careful attention. I was going to talk on order part two, but we leave that for next week. You want to learn more on order? Let me focus on the people that's coming to dedicate themselves to be members. Wow. Powerful and important. Very, very important. Why must you be a permanent member? How many of you know the difference between permanent and casual? How many of you ever had a casual job? They say, you're not permanent, but you are casualing. How many of you had a job like that? Uh-huh. Now, it's different to being permanent. Do you know that? Because a casual is a short-term employment. So, jy is maar net 'n casual. Jy werk van nou tot maandag, then you are finished. There's no medical aid. There's no pension. There's no what? UIF. There's no privileges. Hey, there's no retirement package. My father went to work when he was standard six. That time was grade eight, standard six. He didn't have much education. He went to scrub floors. But he stayed at the same company for 35 years. And when he retired, maybe 40 years, he was the manager of a large portion of the factory. And even when he retired, they had invested his money into an investment scheme like, I think, Old Mutual or something. So he could retire at home. Not with Sasa. Sasa gives you what? 1,600 rand. How much do you get for Sasa? Where's my Sasa people? 1,700. You get 1,700. He didn't get 1,700. He got a good amount, maybe like 5,000 rand a month. That was just his pension from his company. But you can only do that if you stayed long at one place. Do you understand? Because things build up over time at one place. That's the privilege and advantage of being permanent. You even get what you call, is it leave days, no? You get sick leave, annual leave. You can have many babies. You have the right to get days off. But casual. If you don't come today, tomorrow, they say, bless you, my brother. Is ne? I said, va. I'll say for you, bless you, ma'am. That is as a casual. Now, many people in this area of Diav, they don't like to be permanent with God. They casual with God. They stay for a while, then they hop to another church for another while. That's a casual Christian. You have no benefits. Say mercy. You're asking God to help you. But you that comes to breakthrough, we teach our members to become permanent, to have a long-lasting relationship. And I'll tell you now the rewards of it. You must say to me, Pastor Chris, I will stand by your grave one day, or you will stand by mine. That's how it is. You see, the enemy has made it so easy for you to be hopping from place to place. But the church hopper never gets development. I'll show you. The first key, quickly some keys. Why must you be part or permanent member? Because you are part of a family. Number one, you are part of a family. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 15. Of whom the whole family on earth is joined. Amen. You are part of a what? You are part of what? A family. And that's the first reason why you must be a permanent member. You are part of the BMI family. What does BMI stand for? Breakthrough Ministries International. The visitors, you must also listen to me carefully so you can learn important things. Ek moet nie kwaad raak vir my preekie. As niks van kwaad raakens hier by my nie. Ek preek 'n ding, jong. Sê hom soos ek hom moet sê. If you know you are part of a family, you will be less willing to leave. Amen. I'm sure you all have surnames, right? Wat is Ivan as ek mag vra? Haltman. Now you belong to the Haltman family, isn't it right? Your father, your grandfather. And I'm sure in your lifetime you had a few arguments with some of your brothers and cousins or aunties. It's normal. But you didn't change your surname, isn't it? You stayed a Haltman because you are permanently part of that family. Hey! Why is it when you have a small argument at breakthrough, then you want to leave this family? No, no, no. When you're part of a family, you stay. Sometimes your sister works on your nerves. Sometimes the brother tramps on your toes. But you must come back to this house. Each person who joins the church, they become part of a family. Glory to God. Glory to God. You can't leave. Number two, you're part of a building. Amen. You're part of a building. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 3 verse 9, for we are laborers together with God. We are God's husbandry. Can I have a little bit more volume? Who's controlling my sound? Because the more I shout, the more I lose my voice. I'm preaching in Worcester this afternoon. There'll be no service here tonight because I've been invited to speak at a 20-year celebration in Worcester. And most of the leaders are going with me. So you can all have off tonight. Is it wonderful? You should say, no, Pastor. We wanted service. We want church, Pastor. The Bible says we are laborers together with God. We are God's husbandry. We are God's building. That's in 1 Corinthians 3 verse 9. You are part of a building. Hallelujah. Now, how many of you have ever built something before? You see, when you build a wall and you lay the bricks, tomorrow morning you get up to continue, you see. So you're excited because you laid 20 blocks today. Now, how will you feel if you get up in the morning and 5 of the blocks is gone? Say, I just laid 20 blocks, it's only 15 blocks. You see, when you're part of a building, you are a permanent structure. Have you ever got up one morning and discovered your toilet is not in the house anymore? Imagine you go to the bathroom and say, hey, there was a bathroom, but there's no bathroom anymore. The Bible says that a Christian is part of a building. Whatever your house has, a front room, a kitchen, a sleeping quarters, and it has a toilet, you are one of those buildings. Glory to God. Amen. You are part of a permanent structure. Have it in your mind. People who leave the church and it's not God's will, they always regret it later. Do you understand? But because of pride, they won't say. Oh, yes. You see, if ever you must leave a church, then you must leave the church where you can have the fruit of you have moved forward. But if you leave and you come back and there's no growth from where I left you, you made a mistake to leave. Are you listening? Just the other day, somebody sent me a message. Somebody who left the church and said, "Pastor, you won't know how I miss you today." I said, "Really? Nobody told you to go?" Because you see, when the days get hard and the friends are few, you realize you should have stayed part of the building. Amen? I give you a few more, then I close. You're part of a garden. Number three, you're part of a garden. Say garden. Isaiah 5 verse 5. I will tell you what I will do to my garden. I will take away the hedge, etc. But you are part of a garden. How many of you have visited my garden at the back? Now, the other day we were busy cleaning. You see, we're always working. Yesterday we threw new pathways. We are making a washroom for the stuff we can wash here. And if we have a party, we can wash our own dishes. So we don't have to use comma. I'm always improving things here. That's how I am. Amen. So we were building this washroom and we were throwing things there. And I looked at the plants and I saw, I think this palm trees, you saw the palm trees around my tent. Have you seen it? There's little trees around the tent. Van julle so blind, julle sien nie is die mooi goed wat ek vir julle dan is. Here, ja. Here, maak hulle oë oop, Here. So I said to the boys, I think take some of those palm trees and then put it outside because the council was throwing these black stones. I said, moenie hier kom gooi daai gemos by my nie. I'm going to plant grass and trees here around my church. I don't want that stuff. I said, no problem, pastor. But when I told them, take this palm trees and plant it outside, I said, okay, no, let me change my mind. Because I know every time you try to plant something that is already growing, when you plant it out, it normally dies. True or not true? Yeah. So when you become part of God's garden, you mustn't be moved around easily. Because your roots won't make it. You won't survive. You can see a lot of my palm trees are dead because I try to move them. Once they start to grow, leave them. The Bible says, he that is planted in the house of God, he will flourish in the courts of the Lord. Hallelujah. But you can't move from church. Then next month, you're in another church. Then you have a certificate by us. And you have a certificate from a crazy Matic Pentecostal church. Then you go there, you have another certificate. Your hall is full of certificates. It's not right. You are part of a garden. Glory to God. You're also part of a tree. When Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. You can't just move. Psalm 92 verse 13 says, if you are planted, you will flourish. And then you can invest freely if you are planted. So like I say, you must give money to the building. You say, no, I can't give because I don't belong here. That's why you can't invest here. But if you know you are part of this, if you know your children will one day have a 21st in the Charmaine wall or the Lucille wall, we'll have different walls here. Yeah. Your wedding will be here. Your young girls, you'll come down the aisle. Beautiful. An aisle, an altar, and a hymn. You will celebrate victories. Do you see? If you're part of a family and you get a baby, we will all come to your baby shower, whatever. But if you're not part of a family, who's going to come to celebrate with you? I've seen this where people, they leave the church because of some stupid thing. And then when it's time for them to have a party, they put their stuff on Facebook, but nobody says anything. Because you left the family. Nobody can be glad with you. But if you're part of BMI, hey, and you have a birthday or something, we'll celebrate with you, isn't it? That's part of the blessings of being permanent in the church. People celebrate your victories. If you get your new car, and I see you getting your new car soon, you will come and show us and we will all say, wow, we like this maroon color. And everybody's looking and you open your sense. But if you're alone, you have left. Nobody's happy with you. It's the blessing of being part of a family. Are you learning and listening? And lastly, I close. You will see the fruit of your labor. You will see the fruit of your labor. Amen. You won't work for nothing. You will see something. You'll see all the hard work. When you see the building, you say, wow, we've really worked hard here. And we will see the fruit of our labor. You will avoid short-term relationships. You will be under consistent pastoral care. And you will be rewarded for your faithfulness. Hallelujah. What is a short-term relationship? If you meet a boyfriend, you don't know him long, and you marry, you're going to discover only later he's a mistake. The other day, I met a guy who told me he knows a couple that I was part of my church. And this girl, she liked this boy, and I told her, I don't think this is a good boy for you. And she didn't listen to me. Then she got married to him, and it didn't take them 5-6 months, and then they wanted to divorce. And he just told me the other day, they are finally divorced. She's married again. She's moved on. I said, yeah, if she had taken my advice, that don't, it's very dangerous to have a short-term relationship. The man just met you and he promises you the world. You don't know him and you believe him, you see. That's the danger of a short-term relationship. And today, many people will just come to marry you for different reasons. Ladies, you must be careful. Some of my other friends want citizenship here, or the government can't put them out, so they marry South African woman. Is it? And the South African woman, they like money, so they want to marry anyone. Is that also true? Yeah. Mercy. But you must be permanent in the church. Do you understand? Don't get angry with small things. Be around. Long-term relationships is better. We're going to be happy when you're happy. This next year, we're marrying many people in this church, isn't it? But they were small children when they grew up here. Now they're big and they start liking each other and they're marrying. It's wonderful. Babies, they are growing. They are long, long-term. The children were born in my church. Stand up. She's 16 years old, right? The church started 16 years. It was the first child I dedicated, this one. It's her sister, not here. She's at the other church. They are family. Each one of them is serving at a different church of our churches. They work for the Lord. Wonderful, huh? Not short term. No, long term. And she's probably going to work in one of the offices here, see, because she's been here for 16 years. The first baby I dedicated, they didn't have hair when they were born. I'll show you the pictures. Their mother and father's pastors in this church. Because we're together for long. Isn't it wonderful? If you're here long, you'll surely be a pastor or some church leader or some wonderful person. Yes. You'll be leading praise and worship. You'll be running one of the branch churches. God is going to bless you with many spiritual blessings. Clap for Jesus. You are part of a garden. You are part of a family. You are part of a building. You are part of a tree. You will flourish if you stay long. Yeah, you'll flourish in the courts of the Lord. Believe me when I say all this. I've seen people that started with me, but they didn't stay. They have become nothing today. Just talkers, nothing. But I stayed in the church. Hallelujah. And today I'm preaching to you. I didn't know you, but God has sent you to come to me to learn some things.